When you first download the Excel workbook, you'll find fish ticket information on the buying page, but no price or value information. To complete the buying section of the core, you will need to add this information. First, make sure that the figures in the total weight column of the core match your business records. Then enter the average price per pound and calculate the value, total weight times average price. Now, you could also take the total weight from your records and enter the average price and the amount separately. If you do, be aware that the amount calculation variance must be under 2%. If the variance is between 2 and 10%, you'll receive a warning message on upload. If the variance is 10% or greater, you'll receive an error. In either case, check your records and your calculation to make sure everything is right. Compare the total pounds in the core report to your business records. If you see differences, look at each line item to find where the core summary and your business record summary are aggregating the buying activity differently. Just add up the total pounds by species for all buying within the core spreadsheet, then check your business records. If the two total pounds are the same, you know the records are being summarized to the line items differently. Any discrepancy between fish ticket records and your internal business records for buying activity can create differences in the item summary and in the total pounds by item. If you can't find the source of the discrepancy, contact the Seafood Industry Coordinator at Fish and Game for additional assistance. If the average price is final when you complete the core, just add the text final to this column. Fish ticket buying activity not entered into the e-landing system can be added to the core report at the end of the generated summary spreadsheet. If the summarized species is not already present in the generated spreadsheet, add the information at the end of the spreadsheet. If the species is summarized in the generated spreadsheet, add the poundage to the existing item and adjust the average price if necessary and the total amount. You might receive the error message 2500. Weights for the same species, core area, port, gear, and condition must be consolidated into one row. Just look through the item rows for the existing record and combine. The core allows you to report more poundage than shown in the fish ticket records present in the e-landing system, but not less. If you purchased fewer pounds than reported in the buying section of the core, generated from fish ticket records, you'll need to correct those records before you can continue. A click on the Production tab at the bottom of the spreadsheet will take you to the Production Spreadsheet page. Production information is summarized by species, processing port, core area of processing, process code, and product code. You can find all the core codes on the eLandings web application, the Core Codes Laminated Reference Sheet, and the Fish and Game website. The core area of processing is the port code of the processing facility. Enter the production information in each category, and the system will check the production spreadsheet page. If you get an error message, it will tell you the location of the error and what you need to do to correct it. In this example, it was a simple data entry error. The next spreadsheet page is Canned Production, which requests specific information regarding production canning. Each time you finish a page in the core report, make sure to save it. We all know what it's like when we don't.